Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hurricanes, Georgia Tech this weekend. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call here on 560 The Joe WQM. He joins us right now. Don, good morning. How are you, buddy?
You know, Zach, I'm doing pretty good, but I, before we get into this football, I need a little advice, okay?
Let's hear it.
You mind?
Let's hear it.
Well, you know, if you've had a buddy for, you know, 20, 25 years and you think real highly of him, would you get alarmed if you had reports that he was seen with your wife at a coffee shop? And knowing this buddy over all the years, he, you know, he hangs on to that hug a little longer than
right,
normal.
Right, but right. I do. I've been working on that. Yeah. I was going to guess it's Joe at this point. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that
I'll
be shaking my boots a little bit.
Let me tell you, that little wife of yours is looking good, man. I ain't going to lie to you. She did get the extra long hug just to be.
She said that was fine, Joe, but when you ask her to join her at the table and there's no extra seat, you said, honey, I don't mind if you sit on my lap.
Right.
Okay?
Sounds
you
know like Joe.
That's a little wrong. Right. That's wrong right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Good God.
And then, of course, he asked her to pay for the coffee. That's
of course
the other part of it.
Yeah. Put it on the corporate
card. No, I told her to put on the flooring.
Right.
No
put
question.
It on the corporate
card. Not even the carpet. Go in the flooring side.
Right. The laminate. We're gonna charge that to the laminate.
Pat it on the next bill.
That's it. All right, Don. If I don't start with this, I would be making a fool
guy.
Out of all of us here.
Bad man.
Your post-game interview with the kicker, Turner Davidson, has went viral around the entire country.
Bro, are you serious?
Easily one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time, and it was radio gold for us. We played it 38 times this week so far. I know that Hawk and Crowder as well did that. That was – Don, that was impressive. This kid did not realize this was going to happen. Found out before the game he's going to start, and he became a viral sensation because of your interview. What was that like for you? Forget about him. What was that like for you?
Well, first of all, he looks on.
No way.
We're having problems with him.
Oh, Don's back. I hear him. Don, you there?
No. We're having trouble with our phones.
He lost
obviously.
Don before he can answer that.
So just add this onto the.
Gosh,
this is the second. Don, yeah. It's good. Oh yeah, no, I can hear you. No, just
good.
Kidding.
Lord,
yeah.
Get him back, Hollywood. Hollywood's right now shaking. Oh, damn it! I can see Hollywood in the back.
What a! It's always something. I know they want us to stay positive, but it's.
You've been very positive.
Always. I'm the positive vibe back here.
We got Don back?
Oh.
Nah. All right, Don.
Yeah.
Get right back to that answer on the interview.
Well, listen, I wanted to make sure it was him because he looks like he's 13 years old. I had to make sure. I had to qualify the guy to make sure because I didn't know. And then, you know, the funny thing is the week before I saw him at practice, and he's in pads, and I go, my God, that kid looks young. I says, what's he doing out here? And sure enough, I went home and looked it up, and thank God I did because he ended up being the star of the show last week.
That did you know? Like, do you know much about him when you started your rapid fire questions? Because a lot of the answers were fast, but that was very entertaining.
Well, Joe, I just really wanted to make sure that I at least sounded like I knew what I was doing. I kind of wanted. I wanted to make sure I got all the information out to everybody to, you know, let us know who he is and where he's from. And, you know, because I didn't realize, honestly, how big a deal it was. But when you really think about it, and then you realize the decision was made at warmups. And, you know, sometimes, most of the time that doesn't happen. Most of the time, as you know more than anybody, these coaches have everything decided.
Right.
For sure by Thursday. So
Did you know that? Did Manny give you a heads up? Like, hey, watch the kicking before the game because they tell you a lot of stuff. Did you have any idea this was going on while the two guys were warming up?
No, and I would bet that nobody knew it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, I think it was the trouble that we've had at that position. I think that they were just monitoring every single kick, and they chart, this morning, but they chart everything, and everything's charted. And I guess Baxter was having trouble in warmups, and they said, "We can't live through this again. We know we're going to be in for a battle, and let's make a decision right now." And they made the right one.
Speaking of Manny, Manny going the defensive side of the ball, and people all have their own theories, including me. But they played a hell of a lot better. What difference did he make besides calling a couple guys out who respect Manny enough to go, "You're right, coming from you, I respect it"? Did he change anything as far as being more aggressive, the blitzes? Did you notice anything different?
I really didn't, Joe. Structurally, I didn't. And I don't think, against Virginia especially, that's a game you wouldn't want to do any experimenting. You had the formula in place the year before because you did a great job against that kid the year before. You just lost because Miami turned the ball over three times. But I know this. He clarified assignments. He clarified effort. He clarified the intensity that he wanted. He made sure that people were playing at their peak and not taking plays off and not just making sure that they're getting through the motions. But I think more importantly, he wanted everybody to do their assignment, worry about their job at the highest level that they can do it at. And that's really what I saw. I mean, I saw very few broken assignments, but the intensity was there. And, Russo had a lot to do with that as well.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to right now. Greg Russo finally gets a start. What do you have? 7 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for loss, a forced fumble, quarterback hurry.
Couple beers. He sold a couple beers.
Selling some popcorn.
Sold a couple hot dogs at halftime.
Yeah, who's taking the kind of credit for finally putting him in the starting lineup? It took 6 weeks or 7 weeks to get there, but look what happens once he finally did.
Well, I got to tell you guys, in all seriousness, that conversation has been going around since the game was over about where's he been and what took him so long, and are these coaches blind and coaches this, the coach. I was at camp every day. I didn't know what was wrong with that kid, to be honest with you. He did not have a good camp at all. I think it was the injury lingering from the year before. This is a guy that's a top shelf athlete, and his camp, he got beat out in camp. If we're going to put it out there that way, he was not anywhere the player he is today 8 weeks ago when Miami was in training camp. And I didn't even have him in my 2 deep going into the Florida game. I went back and checked my chart. I had him off to the side. I had him on the chart, of course, but he wasn't in the 2 deep. So he's a guy that had that injury that was lingering. And he was not himself. And really the last month is when he's picked up his game. And look what happens. I mean, he literally worked himself into a starting spot. But they have not been – he's not been a secret weapon, and he's not been overlooked.
One of the coaches told me, we might as well spend some time on him, because if he's now figured out, damn, I'm really good. He's got first-round pick written all over him. But somebody said he just kind of – he just kind of was going through the motions of stuff and never really mentally just go, I'm going to go out and kick some ass and go, go out and dominate games. And now he realizes he can and then, by the way, everybody else realizes it too. And they just been waiting because the talent is ridiculous.
You know, the thing with him, Joe, he's a soft-spoken kid. He's most of the time, let's clarify it. That group and that defensive line group is a special bunch, right? I mean, there's usually some hardcore personalities in there. The defensive tackles are different than the defensive ends, but both those guys are all pretty aggressive bunch. And he's not that way, And I think he had to learn, he was a receiver in high school, and
right.
He had to learn how to play that position. And there's a mindset that comes with it. And he's finally adapting to it, and he's finally realizing, hey, I'm a freak. There's not anything I can't do out on this field. And I probably was told growing up, I'm bigger and I'm stronger. Be nice to everybody. Don't hurt your little brother. Be nice. Now it's like, hey, I can hurt somebody and enjoy this. Or I can be a bully a little bit, and I can enjoy this. There's a spot for this personality. So I think he's developing mentally into that position, as well as physically, because I've been around this a long time. That cat has got some things that I haven't seen, compiled into one person in a long time.
Don, real quickly on this quarterback situation, you can say whatever you want about healthy, and if Nikosi Perry keeps playing well, there's no way Jaren Williams gets his job back. You agree?
I was thinking about that today, actually, and I was thinking to myself, well, if Jaren Williams – doesn't play this week and Nikosi comes out and plays real well, and then he doesn't play next week and Miami wins on the road at Pitt, now you got Florida State, and Nikosi Perry threw 4 touchdowns against Florida State last year. You know, now you really got to start scratching your head about who's what do you do here? You know, I guess that's why those guys make the big money, Joe, but Nikosi Perry's the winning pitcher today, you know, last week, and he won for 3 quarters and 3 minutes the week before, and I think he's going to do a heck of a job this week. It's going to be a tough decision for them, you know?
Yeah, it should be.
But I don't have to make it.
No, I was about to say, it should be an interesting
like
decision
you said,
to make.
The guy that makes the big bucks is going to make that decision. Right, you're right.
That's it. Don, thanks for your time. Have a good call on Saturday. Georgia Tech and Miami early game on Saturday.
Don, tell your wife I said hello.
Thank you, man. No, Don, don't do that.
Love your wife, Don. Bro.
Enough.
Love her.
Enough.
I'll be sure to, Joe. No problem. Next time, pick up the tab.
Let her keep her. Have that corporate card. She's great with it. I love her today.
You're going to have to charge extra for the laminate next week just because of that. Thank you, Don. Good God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.